thousands of people who had come to the airport to see His Holiness off on this historic trip waited patiently for the actual takeoff. The DC-8 moved slowly at first down the runway, then faster and faster as it gathered speed. The nose wheel left the ground, and then the plane itself left the ground for the three-hour trip to the Holy Land, the takeoff of an airplane, a moment in history.
There's one big word here in Jordan today, and that's Baba, the Arabic for father, meaning the Pope. As they say here, the great white father is coming. This dusty little desert kingdom is festive, Christian and Muslim alike, for the arrival here tomorrow of Pope Paul. Hotels, restaurants, coffee shops, everything is jammed in Jerusalem, plus the security force of 9,000 troops and police. The big local news today is that the Pope will live behind here at all the holy places he visits, I remember, from some of his vestments to chalices, a reminder to history. John Casserly, ABC, Amman, Jordan.
Israeli Premier Levi Eshkol went before television cameras in Jerusalem today to express the hope that the Pope's visit to Jordan and Israel would bring peace to the Holy Land. Eshkol said he was conscious of Pope Paul's continuous effort for peace in the world. He then went on to say, "Peace now represents the deepest longing of mankind. Peace is the constant prayer and hope of our people, now reunited with our homeland. May the Pontiff's visit," continued Eshkol, "contribute to the strengthening of peace in the world generally and our region in particular. The Pope is welcome in Israel. In warmth and respect, we wish that he may be blessed in his coming." Marlon Levin, ABC, Jerusalem.
Pope Paul arrived here today on a chill gray day to a 21-gun salute. It was feared for a time his plane might not be able to land at Amman because of low-ceiling clouds. Earlier planes were turned away. The Pope landed 15 minutes behind schedule as peace doves flew up from the earth. King Hussein told Pope Paul, "All Arab people welcome you," and the Pope replied, calling for brotherhood and quoting St. Peter, "Love one another." 10,000 Jordanian troops guard all places where the Pope is traveling. After a cheering welcome in Jerusalem, the Pope now says Mass where Christ was buried. John Casserly, ABC, Amman, Jordan.
وكل واحد منهم يريد ألا تضيع عليه فرصة العمر كل واحد منهم يريد أن يسجل هذه اللحظة يسجلها بكل عمقها وكل أبعادها ليدفع بها بعد قليل إلى صحيفته أو إذاعته كل واحد منهم يريد أن يكون خير رسول للجهات التي بعثت كلهم الآن يقتربون ويأتي جلالة الملك المعظم بعد أن مشى بسيارته الملكية البيضاء على المدرج مع الطاهرة ويصل جلالته ليكون البابوي والملكي الأردني وحيث سيؤدي حرس الشرف لقطاعاته الثلاث الذي تمثل أسلحة مختلفة البرية والجوية والبحرية ثم يقوم حضرة صاحب الجلالة الملك المعظم بتقديم عدد من الشخصيات حسب برنامج أعد لهذه الغاية إلى قداسة الضيف العظيم سوف يقدم حضرة صاحب الجلالة إلى قداسته سيادة رئيس الوزراء وفخامة رئيس الوفد اللبناني ثم معالي رئيس الوفد السوري ثم سماحة رئيس الهيئة العلمية الإسلامية ثم أصحاب الغبطة المطاركة الذين صفوا كلهم انتظار أن تستقر الطائرة التي انتظرناها بعد حوالي نصف دقيقة من الآن في مستقرها الأخير وليقدم حضرة صاحب الجلالة حسب البرنامج المعد لذلك لقداسته أصحاب الغبطة البطاركة بطريرك الإسكندرية ستيفان ستيدورس ومحتيم الصفار بطريرك أنطاكيا وبولس المعوشي بطريرك الموارنة في لبنان وألبرتو غوري بطريرك القدس واستيفانو الشيخو بطريرك بابل ولويس بطنيان بطريرك الأرمن الكاثوليك في لبنان. وتأتي اللحظة الرائعة التي انتظرت طويلا وتلتمع آلة التصوير مستبقة نزول البابا من الطائرة، تلتمع كلها لكي تصور هذه الطائرة التي وصلت.
ويسير قداسة البابا إلى المنصة وكأنما استحال المسار الآن إلى ضوء يخطف البصر، كلها أضواء. وهذه تحيات تتهادى إلى المنصة
family, Muslims and Christians alike. And may I, on behalf of all the Arab people, on behalf of all people who believe in God and in good in this world, offer you our deepest gratitude and sincerest welcome to Jordan, to the Holy Land. This is a visit and an occasion we will always remember and treasure. We hope that this holy pilgrimage to the Holy Land will be a success in every way, and we hope that we, members of the Jordanian family, will be able to show in a very little way our feelings of gratitude to you for this visit, and admiration and respect to you as a man, as a great leader in the service of humanity, the service of peace, and the service of humanity, striving to attain and achieve the better future as a man of God. We welcome you, sir, to Jordan, the Holy Land.
Majesty, we are not appreciative of your kindness.
قداسة الحضر الأعظم على كلمة الحسين الترحيبية.
In coming to welcome us.
فيقول صاحب الجلالة. إننا نقدر كل التقدير هذه اللطافة التي حملتكم على الحضور شخصيا للترحيب بنا عند وصولنا إلى مملكتكم.
Made holy
إن زيارتنا هذه هي زيارة روحية محضة.
And by the glorious resurrection and ascension at each of these venerable shrines, we shall pray for the peace which Jesus left his disciples, that peace which the world cannot give, but which comes from the fulfillment of his commandment to love one another as he loved us. Your Majesty, we know, ardently desire peace and prosperity for your people and for all the nations of the world. And we, Peter's successor, remember his reference to the Psalms in his first epistle. He who would love life and see good days, let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek after peace and pursue it. Saint Peter also wrote, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. May God grant our prayer and that of all men of goodwill, that living together in harmony and accord, they may help one another in love and justice and attain to universal peace in true brotherhood.
Israelis are spending a quiet but cold Sabbath today in preparation for tomorrow's papal visit, and in contrast to the pomp and circumstance now taking place across the border in Jordan. Clouds hang low over the whole Middle East. This morning, rumors spread that the Pope would have had to land in Beirut or possibly at an airfield in Israel since the weather was bad at Amman. But the plane finally did make the scheduled landing at the Jordan capital. Security authorities in Israel are spending today making final checks of all sites the Pope will pass. Marlon Levin, ABC, Jerusalem. 3,000 Israeli police and guards are on duty today checking all the sites the Pope will visit here. When they are satisfied that the sites are clear, the sites will be sealed off until the Pope arrives tomorrow. The police have provided for every emergency. A mobile garage will accompany the papal convoy. Doctors and nurses will be stationed along the route. Carpets and umbrellas are ready in case of rain. Mental hospitals have been asked to keep their patients in the wards all day tomorrow. Every precaution has been taken. The way is clear for the Pope. Marlon Levin, ABC, Jerusalem.
Crowds again followed Pope Paul as he spent the last day of his pilgrimage in Bethlehem and Jerusalem. This time, the Jordanians provided better protection, but as soon as the Pope left the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, the surging crowds could not be controlled. King Hussein himself took personal charge of the security operation and flew over the area in a helicopter. Marlon Levin, ABC, Jerusalem.
Do you feel that there are any major differences between the Roman Catholic and Greek Orthodox religions that cannot be overcome?
Today there are no differences. We are united.
Today is the Feast of Epiphany, holy to Western Catholicism as the day on which Christ was revealed to the world as the Savior. Today is also the eve of Orthodox Christmas. Thus it was fitting that Pope Paul and Patriarch Athenagoras should meet in Jerusalem to read gospel, exchange gifts, and issue a joint statement on unity. They said they would try to overcome differences by following the teachings of Christ. Pope Paul also called on the Armenian Patriarch. It was another historic day for understanding and peace among men. Marlon Levin, ABC, Jerusalem.
These were perhaps the three most hectic days in the life of Pope Paul. He's gone on little sleep, little food, and many say little time. At the end, his voice was weary, and tiredness was written across his face, broken only when he spoke or smiled. The greatest security precautions in modern times were taken for his protection here and in Israel, but still crowds did manage to shower him with flowers and olive branches. His meetings with Eastern Orthodox Patriarch Athanagoras were warm beyond description, and they left behind here that feeling of charity and of new faith. John Casserly, ABC, Amman, Jordan.
It's a different Rome this Tuesday, and a happy Rome. There is fresh inspiration, a new pride. And on the streets, in the coffee bars, Romani are saying they have a new pope. Paul VI left the Eternal City a humble pilgrim, returned a hero. His triumphal motorcade through torch-lighted, wildly cheering Rome is unmatched in local history. The 20-mile trip from Ciampino Airport to the Vatican took him only a half hour less than his 2,000-mile flight from Jordan. But he wanted it that way, ordering his motorcycle escort never to proceed beyond 10 miles an hour. And he stood up in his top-down limousine almost the entire way. Today, police estimate 1 million people turned out, with the other half of Rome following every detail by radio and television. Although exuberant, the vast throngs never got out of hand. Only once did police exercise a little pushing, directed at a group of nuns who wanted a closer look at their pontiff. William Whitley, ABC, Rome.